It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
It's hard to believe that we're already at week 5 of the high school football season, basically halfway through the year as we approach Friday night's games. And it's just flown by. But it's been a really good first half of the season, a very interesting first half of the season. And so we'll get into the games that are going on tonight. I'll run through those really quickly, of course, across the South Georgia area. You have Spruce Creek, who is out of the Tallahassee area. They're heading to Camden to play the Camden County Wildcats at Chris Gilman. Lee County, this is going to be a good one. This might be the premier game of the night. Lee County heads over to Moultrie to play the Colquitt County Packers. Look, in my opinion, this is a really good test for Colquitt. Right? For Colquitt. I kind of feel like that maybe the Packers haven't played up to the same level that we're accustomed to seeing them play so far in this first half of the season. Lee County has certainly been everything that they're always expected to be. This is a home game for the Packers. Lee County's very good. There's a lot of talk, and I mean I hear it, there's a lot of talk that the Packers, who've had a stranglehold on their region for, I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons, there's a lot of talk that they're a little bit down, and there are some other teams that are looking to dethrone them in that region. Valdosta is one of the teams that's getting a lot of buzz in that direction. Richmond Hill, Camden, the way they've looked so far in the early season. So I'm just saying this is going to be a game for Colquitt to where we're going to find out a little bit more about what they really are. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets, speaking of Richmond Hill, there, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets are heading to the Hill to play Richmond Hill. Man, this schedule is just insanely brutal for the Yellow Jackets. You know, I say this week in and week out. Wayne County's a good football team. They're 0-4. They might be the best 0-4 team in the state for whatever that's worth. I'll go on record. I think Wayne County's the best 0-4 team in the state. For whatever that matters to you, they'll go on the road in another tough game. Of course, Richmond Hill, a couple of classifications higher than Wayne County, and Richmond Hill is a very good football team. I think they've got a shot to win their region. Man, it just keeps on coming for Wayne. No breaks in the schedule. Kell at Lowndes, Houston at Tift, Valdosta heads up to Atlanta to play South Gwinnett, Effingham at Bradwell. Both of those teams got blown out last week by Brunswick and Glenn, respectively. I think in that region, that coastal Georgia / Augusta region, I think that thing became really clear last week that the teams to beat in that region, the two best teams by far, are Brunswick High and Glenn Academy. They'll meet on September the 27th. That game will likely determine the region winner. This game, Effingham at Bradwell, these two teams trying to bounce back and keep themselves in the playoff race. Speaking of Brunswick High, they'll be at home between the bricks to host Evans. Glenn goes to Womack to play Statesboro. Be careful, Red Terrors. Statesboro got embarrassed last week by Greenbrier, a game I thought they should have won. They didn't come close. They got blown out by Greenbrier. This will be a motivated Statesboro team tonight at home at Womack Field. Glenn, a semi-rival for the Blue Devils. What Glenn does, they run the ball. They play great defense. That's Rocky Hidalgo's M.O. Coach Dobson trying to find something that works for the Blue Devils. We'll see if they might be able to pull an upset at home. South Effingham at Lakeside Evans, Gadsden, Florida at Coffee. By the way, Coffee County has been my number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for several weeks now. But next segment, you're going to find out we got a new number 1. Guest in Florida heads up to play Coffee at Douglas. Northside at Burke. That'll be a good game. Make sure you have that game circled. New Hampstead at Pierce. Stratford Academy at Frederica. Stratford's undefeated in the GISA. Frederica at 1-3, trying to get their season back on track. Beach at Jenkins. Calvary Day at Windsor Forest. Groves at the Islands. Johnson of Savannah at Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullocks look really good here in the early going. A home game against a team that I think they should not only win, but they should win comfortably against in Johnson of Savannah. Liberty at Long County. Boy, Long is showing you something. I mean, they are doing what I have said they were going to do for the last 3 years. I've said they're right there. They're right there. They're right there. Long's undefeated on the early season, and they look pretty good. They'll be at home against Liberty. Good test. West Lawrence at Cross Creek. Appling at DeLand, Florida. The Pirates will head down just below Daytona in the I-4 area where I-4 and I-95 intersect. That's where they'll be playing DeLand, Florida. Swainsboro at Thompson. Swainsboro goes on the road. I'm not going to say they're trying to get their season on track, but a couple of early losses for the Tigers. That's something a little unaccustomed, I guess, for the Swainsboro Tigers. They'll go on the road to Thompson trying to make a statement. Lanier at Bacon. Fitzgerald at Brooks. Oh, boy, that's going to be a good football game. Another premier game down in South Georgia. Vidalia at Dodge. Savannah Christian at Fellowship Christian. Tombs at Charlton. Charlton's look good. They got upended by Jeff Davis a couple of weeks ago. Tombs is undefeated, and they had a great year last year. Looks like they've segued that success into this year. That will be a really good football game, too. Expect a low-scoring type of game in that one. And again, in the last segment of the show, we'll go through some of these premier games, and I'll pick who I think is going to win those games, you know, once we get there. Mitchell at Clinch, Portal at Bryan County. That's going to be another good one. Bryan County, same thing with Tombs. Bryan County had a good year last year trying to get it to segue over the 2024 season. They've been okay. Portal, same thing, had a great 2023, and they've been okay in 2024. So that's a big game. Claxton at MCA. MCA coming off of an overtime win over ECI in Twin City. I didn't see that coming. I thought ECI would handle business. They didn't. MCA will now host Claxton. That should be a layup game for the Buccaneers. ECI, the aforementioned Bulldogs, at Jenkins. Savannah at Metter. Archbishop Muller at Benedictine. Valwood will go and play McClay, Florida, down there. And this is, in my opinion, maybe the premier game in the state. Bullock Academy, or at least South Georgia, Bullock Academy at John Millage. I'll give you a little history lesson real quick just to catch you up. John Millage won like four straight GISA state championships, and during that time, they did not lose a single solitary football game. The last game they lost was 2018 in the championship game to Frederica. They then went on a run where they won 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022 state titles back to back to back to back, and during those 4 years, they did not lose. Now in 2023, they went through the season undefeated, got to the championship game again, heavy favorites, and then got upset by the Valwood Valiants. So that was the first game. They lost zero games between 2018 and 2023. During that span, they didn't lose a football game. Lost in the championship game in 2023, lost in the championship game in 2018. Between that span, zero losses for the John Millage Trojans. And now here they are in 2024, and they're 1-3. They're off to a 1-3 start, and Bullock Academy looks a lot better than what they do. Bullock Academy looks for real. Bullock Academy looks like a legitimate state championship contender, undefeated on the early regular season. Plus, don't forget, they've got that big win where they went over to Portal and beat the Panthers in their place early in the season. So Bullock goes to John Millage. A lot of eyeballs going to be on that football game, as it should, because that will be a great game to watch.
Yeah. The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hard to believe, but we are already halfway through the high school football season. Here are some key games from around South Georgia. Camden hosts undefeated Spruce Creek out of Florida at Chris Gilman. Wayne travels to the Hill to take on Richmond Hill. Glenn treks to Womack Field in a region tilt with Statesboro. Portal visits Bryan County. And a big one, Bullock heads to John Millage in a GISA showdown. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
By the way, the Welcome to the Jungle song, that's probably in the top five favorite songs of Jason Bishop all time. It's definitely up there. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, we get into it. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Let's review from what we had last week. Last week at number 10, Houston. Number 9, Clinch. 8, Bullock Academy. 7 was Valwood. 6, Camden. 5, Lowndes. 4, Dublin. 3, Jeff Davis. 2, Valdosta. And the number 1 team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans. Let me explain the parameters to you. So there's a formula. I don't pick these teams personally. This is not, I like this team better than that. What this is there is a formula that spits out a mathematical equation based on quality wins, strength of schedule, losses, head-to-head, all of the criteria that you would normally expect. And I put that stuff into this formula, and then it spits out a top 10 across all classifications. However, to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you must be I-75 or east or around I-75, and I-16, around I-16, and south. So I-75, roundabout, and east, and I-16, roundabout, and south. If you're in that geographical location, you're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so I've already given you what the rankings were last week. I will go ahead and tell you, only one team dropped out from the rankings, and that was the Houston County Bears with their loss to Warner Robins. Now, so you'll have one new team in, and I will also tell you that we're going to have a new number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings right now. And getting into it, at number 10, dropping 9 spots coming off of a bye, the Coffee County Trojans fall from number 1 all the way down to number 10. That's how competitive things are in this thing. At number 9, getting into the rankings for the first time this season with a 44-20 win over Oceanside Collegiate Academy, the Savannah Christian Raiders fall in at number 9. At number 8, moving up one spot with a 35-13 win over Berrien, the Clinch County Panthers at number 8. At number 7, big game for them this week. Last week, 42-7 winners over Robert Toombs Christian Academy, the Bullock Academy Gators at number 7. At number 6 this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, with a 30-15 win over Manatee out of Florida last week, down one spot, dropping from 5 to 6, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 5, a 49-0 win over Washington County, and yet they still drop one spot, falling from 4 to 5, the Dublin Fighting Irish. At number 4, moving up three, that's tied for the biggest jump this week, 42-28 winners over Pelham, who is a good single-A football team. The Valwood Valiants jump from 7 to 4. At number 3, with a 62-6 win over Rebalt. At number 4, also jumping 3 spots themselves from 6 to 3, the Camden County Wildcats at number 3. At number 2, moving up one spot with a 30-6 win over Tattnall County, the Jeff Davis Yellow Jackets check in at number 2. And the new number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 35-28 hard-earned win at home last week over Jesuit Florida, the Valdosta Wildcats claim the number 1 spot this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's recap. At number 10, falling from number 1 to number 10, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 9, Savannah Christian. At number 8, Clinch County. At number 7, Bullock Academy. 6, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 5, Dublin. 4, the Valwood Valiants. 3, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 2, the Jeff Davis Yellow Jackets. And at number 1, the Valdosta Wildcats are your number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And by the way, we're still got games to pick for the high school season, and we're also picking games for the college season right on the other side of this break.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Solomon. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty divers to Radio Sync solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Already week three of the college football season that we are heading into on Saturday, and a lot of good games going on with that being said. And so we will preview some of those games. Actually, we'll talk a lot about some of those games in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Watt Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. All right, so now we're going to get into the college football season. I'm going to pick some games. Let's pick some games. Let's go. All right, top 25 action. Number 20, Arizona at 14, Kansas State. I like Arizona to go in and win this football game. This is kind of, I guess this would be considered an upset considering that Arizona is ranked lower than Kansas State, but I think Arizona's better. Give me 20 Arizona over 14 Kansas State. Number four, Alabama at Wisconsin. They'll head up to Camp Randall. Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. Alabama's going to go up to Wisconsin. They're going to win the football game, but it's not going to be easy. They're going to struggle in this game. Maybe you see the Crimson Tide pull away in the fourth quarter, but it's going to be a tight, contested football game until maybe late. Arkansas State at 17, Michigan. Arkansas State, it's a bad time to make a trip to the Big House. Michigan got upset, or not upset, but embarrassed last week by Texas at home. They're going to be out to make a statement. Arkansas State, you're going to be the victim. 13, Oklahoma State at Tulsa. Oklahoma State survived, and I mean that, survived Arkansas in overtime last week. They'll go on the road to Tulsa. I think Oklahoma State wins this football game. On paper, they definitely should. But don't be surprised if Tulsa pulls an upset here. Don't be surprised at all if Tulsa wins this football game. Number 16, LSU at South Carolina. I didn't think South Carolina could beat Kentucky, and then they did it. There are a lot of folks that wrote South Carolina off. Not a good football team, not a top 25 team, not a contender in the SEC. They've got a chance. Got a chance on Saturday coming off the win at Kentucky to show some folks that they were wrong. They'll be at home in Columbia. LSU, number 16, comes to visit. Don't be surprised. Again, don't be surprised if South Carolina finds a way to win this football game. I personally don't think they do, but if they do, then you got to start taking South Carolina seriously. 14, Boston College at number 6, Missouri. Boston College coming off the big win over Florida State. They're riding high. Missouri's kind of under the radar at number 6. Nobody paying attention to them. They're about to blast Boston College. They're at home. Boston College is coming to Missouri, and they're going to get blasted by the Tigers. I like Missouri a lot. I think they're going to be a college football playoff team. Tulane at 15, Oklahoma. Again, I think Oklahoma wins the game. I'm confident that Tulane stays in the football game. For how long? Maybe Oklahoma pulls away in the fourth quarter, much like Alabama, Wisconsin. But again, if Tulane wins, I wouldn't be stunned here. They're at Oklahoma, and I get it, but Tulane's a good football team. Don't be stunned if they pull an upset. If you're a betting person, put your money on Oklahoma. Ball State at number 10, Miami. No problem, at least shouldn't be. No problem here for the Hurricanes. Number 9, Oregon at Oregon State. Write this down. Oregon State is at home in Corvallis. They've had a full year to stew on how they got left behind in the Pac-12 while everybody else moved on, Oregon included. Big-time rivalry game, in-state game. Oregon State, and on top of that, Oregon hasn't played well yet. Oregon State beats the Ducks, gives them their first loss of the season. Take it to the bank. 18, Notre Dame at Purdue. What can you say about what Notre Dame did last week? Holy great googly moogly. They're on the road at Purdue. I like Notre Dame to win the game. It'll be a close football game. 12, Utah at Utah State. Utah makes a statement. I like Utah a lot. Number 5, Ole Miss at Wake Forest. No problem here for the Fighting Lane Kiffins. They should blow out Wake Forest, even on the road. University of Texas, San Antonio at number 2, Texas. Fire up the bus early. This will get ugly fast. Northern Iowa at 23, Nebraska. Good job, Nebraska. You're back in the top 25. Slow down just a minute before we start talking about resurrecting echoes of Tom Osborne. You beat a bad Colorado team last week that couldn't protect their quarterback. You got a chance at home here in Lincoln against Northern Iowa to further some momentum, and I think they do. This isn't a blowout game. This is a comfortable 17-21 point game that feels more competitive than that. Number 1, Georgia at Kentucky. Historically, Georgia has struggled in Lexington against the Wildcats. That was until Kirby Smart took the program over. Brock Vandergriff, the former Georgia quarterback, is now the starter at Kentucky. They're coming off that surprise loss, at least to me, to South Carolina. Maybe Kentucky keeps this close for a quarter and a half, but Georgia's too much depth, too much talent. Kentucky doesn't have the horses to be able to keep up with the Dogs. Georgia wins comfortably going away. Kent State at number 17, at number 7, Tennessee. Tennessee showed you something, blasting NC State last week. Granted, it's an ACC team. No problem here for the Volunteers at home against Kent State. In the SEC, Texas A&M at Florida, a game that will probably define the season for one of these two teams. Both of these teams need the momentum of this game, and I mean badly. Texas A&M, of course, coming off that loss at the early part of the season in week one to Notre Dame, and I was sitting there picking them as a college football playoff team. They got quarterback issues. Florida, I don't think that there's a team that needs a game more than the Gators right now. They're coming off a big blow-off win against Samford at home. They'll get Texas A&M at home. Pick the Gators to win this football game. Florida knocks off Texas A&M, at least takes a step forward in the right direction. We'll see how the rest goes. UAB at Arkansas. Arkansas coming off that tough loss to Oklahoma State. They'll get it done against UAB. Vanderbilt at Georgia State. Undefeated Vanderbilt, by the way. They'll go and play the Panthers in Atlanta. This will be a good football game. Georgia State's no slouch. Give me Vanderbilt to win the football game, but it'll be a good one. New Mexico at Auburn. Holy cow, Auburn acted like they didn't know how to score last week against Cal. Against Cal. They'll host New Mexico. Hopefully Auburn gets the thing right. I'll take Auburn, but maybe close here. Toledo at Mississippi State. Give me Toledo to go to Starkville and upset the Bulldogs. In the ACC, Memphis at Florida State. Boy, I tell you what, Mike Norvell better win that game, because if he loses to Memphis, they might as well start preparing his resignation letter. West Virginia at Pitt. Give me West Virginia. VMI at Georgia Tech. Give me the Yellow Jackets. Hopefully get their season back on track after the loss to Syracuse. Syracuse is a good football team. They showed that to me last week. think Syracuse is going to end up being a player in the ACC. Virginia Tech at Old Dominion, give me the Hokies. NC Central at North Carolina, should be an easy North Carolina win. UConn at Duke, that's a close football game. Give me the Dukies. There's going to be a lot of smart kids on the field in that football game. Maryland at Virginia, give me Maryland. San Diego State at Cal, that's an ACC game because Cal is in the ACC, I guess. Give me San Diego State to beat Cal at home. In the Big 12, UCF at TCU, give me the Knights. Colorado at Colorado State. Look, I'm picking Colorado here, but I think Colorado State's got a really good chance to win this football game. Colorado showed you last week they can't protect their quarterback. They really had trouble running the football. Offensively, they didn't look good. Colorado State is not Nebraska. Nebraska's a little better, but I do think Colorado State is good enough to win. Maybe Colorado's a skosh better. Close football game, I'll take Colorado. Conference USA, Kennesaw State at San Jose State. I'll take San Jose State. Kennesaw State still getting their feet wet in the FBS. And South Carolina State will pay a visit to Statesboro. And the Georgia Southern Eagles, that'll be a pretty good football game. Georgia Southern, I think, is better than South Carolina State. So give me the Eagles at home in Statesboro to get that game under their belt as a win. So that are the team. Those are the teams that I've got for this week in the college season. Go Dawgs!
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Summer is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the South Georgia heat. Time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call to have your AC serviced. It'll help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters can install and service your ice machine at your home or business, no matter the brand. Air Adjusters is the Manitowoc factory rep for this area. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com.
License number CN208489.
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024, there is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
A couple weeks ago, I gave you what I perceived as the top 12 in the country for the college football rankings. And then last week, we had a special guest, so I didn't have an opportunity to update those rankings. I will do that this week, basically like after, you know, 3 weeks of play. This is kind of where we are. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some extra attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away, whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement. You can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912 326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. All right, so a couple of weeks ago, let's just rehash that. Now, remember, we've played a couple of weeks of games since I gave you these rankings, but I just kind of want to give you a point of reference from where I was starting from to what I'm about to give to you. So a couple of weeks ago, I had Missouri at number 12. I had Miami at number 11. Georgia Tech was coming off that big win over Florida State. I had them at 10. Ohio State was 9 for me. Tennessee was 8. 7 was USC. 6 Penn State. 5 Ole Miss. 4 Notre Dame. That's before the Texas A&M loss. Texas was 3, Alabama was 2, and I had Georgia at 1. Again, 2 weeks ago, that's what I had. Missouri, 12, Miami, 11, 10, Georgia Tech, 9, Ohio State, 8, Tennessee, 7, USC, 6, Penn State, 5, Ole Miss, 4, Notre Dame, 3, Texas, 2, Alabama, and 1, Georgia. Okay, so now we've had a couple of weeks. We've seen some games go down. We've seen some upsets happen. We've seen some teams not really play well. So I'm going to give you my updated list. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't have Oregon in at all. I do have them in at number 12. I think they're very vulnerable, though. I think the Oregon Ducks, as I mentioned a couple of segments ago, they're going to go down to Oregon State. But I've got Oregon at 12. At 11, give me the Utah Utes, who, by the way, I think that they will win the Big 12, the Utah Utes. So at 11, give me Utah. A couple of weeks, I did not have Utah in the rankings at all. At number 10, give me Penn State. Now, a couple of weeks ago when I had these teams ranked and I gave you what they were, I had Penn State a little higher. I had them at 6th. I have dropped them to 10th. They did go to West Virginia and win that big game, but then they kind of looked a little underwhelming to me last week, so I have dropped them to 10th. At number 9, I've got Missouri. Now, Missouri was a team that a couple of weeks ago I had at 12th, so I've actually moved them up, and I like Missouri a lot, and you can see in the AP they've got them all the way up to 6. For me, I like them at 9, so Missouri is my 9th-ranked team in the country. At number 8, Miami's look good, haven't they? They sure have. So at number 8, I've got the Miami Hurricanes. I think that they might even be a little higher in some polls. I've seen them 10th in the AP, I believe. At number 7, I've got Ole Miss. Now, a couple weeks ago, I had Ole Miss at 5. Dropping them 2 spots doesn't really have anything to do with Ole Miss themselves. It's just how other teams have looked that I was like, I need to get them a little higher. But at 7, I've got Ole Miss. One of those teams that I felt like I needed to get a little higher was Tennessee. Tennessee was 8th. I've moved them up to 6th. Big win over NC State. I mean, just spanked the Wolfpack. I like Tennessee. Maybe a college football team, playoff team, I don't know. Their schedule is kind of tough. They still have Georgia on the schedule. They still have Alabama on the schedule. We'll see what Florida does as well. They're still there, too, for the Volunteers. At number 5, a team that I moved up from 7, the USC Trojans. Found a way to win in that week 1 against LSU. They looked okay last week. So I like USC at 5. At number 4, I dropped this team now. I had Alabama at 2 a couple of weeks ago. They didn't look that great at South Florida. They won the game handily. You saw some issues there, so I have dropped Alabama from 2nd to 4th, okay? At number 3, I've got Ohio State. Now, Ohio State a couple of weeks ago, I had at number 9. So I've moved the Buckeyes up to 6 spots all the way to 3. I like Ohio State in the Big Ten. I was never one of those people that was jumping on the Oregon bandwagon to win the Big Ten. I just don't think that Oregon is in the class of an Ohio State. I will say this. I still believe that when it comes to a big game, that Ohio State is going to struggle at the quarterback position. They've looked okay against lesser opponents. Once they get into the meat of their schedule, we'll find out about them. Right now, verdict is still out on the Buckeyes. At number 2, a team that I moved up from 3 to 2, 52-0 opening week winners over Colorado State, and then they went to the big house and embarrassed Michigan. Probably could have beat them a lot worse than what they did. So the number 2 team to me, and it's clearly the number 2 team. This is not debatable. The number 2 team clearly to me in the country is the Texas Longhorns. So I moved them up from 3 a couple weeks ago to 2. So Texas is my number 2 team. And of course, you know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon. The number 1 team, in my opinion, in the country is Georgia. A lot of depth. They showed you some running back depth as well in that first game against Clemson. And then, you know, the cupcake last week, they did just fine. This week, they'll, you know, head to Lexington to play Kentucky and Brock Vandegrift. Of course, you know, Brock's going to want to really play well in that football game and kind of show Georgia, you know, hey, you should have been playing me all along, but, you know, Carson Beck is another animal. So let's recap this. I've got 12 Oregon, and I don't think they're going to stay there very long. 11 Utah, 10 Penn State, 9 Missouri, 8 Miami, 7 is Ole Miss, 6 is Tennessee, 5 is USC, 4 is Alabama, 3 Ohio State, 2 is Texas, and number 1, the number 1 team in the country, according to me, is the Georgia Bulldogs. So those are my top 12 college football playoff teams as of right now.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has 2 locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, we're inching closer to Friday Night Lights, and so we're going to pick some games here that are going on across the South Georgia area. The Glow is back. Great Pumpkin Luminites returns to Wild Adventure starting September the 20th with towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around every corner. Boy, this read is extremely wordy and long, so stay with me. And Great Pumpkin Luminites is bigger than ever this year with the new Garden of Giants featuring pumpkins weighing in at over 800 pounds and more. Get your photo with new pumpkin sculptures, stroll through the animated lights of a hundred foot long twilight tunnel, and find your way through the foggy forest featuring a canopy of hanging lights suspended from 40 feet in the air. Check out new additions to the Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery with over 175 intricately carved pumpkins and enjoy over 20 tasty treats during the country's Pumpkin Spice Festival. Visit wildadventures.com for more information. Great googly moogly. That is some kind of read right there. All right, so we are near Friday Night Lights, and so let's pick some games. Spruce Creek at Camden County. Spruce Creek's undefeated. They're from the Tallahassee area. Camden has looked great so far this season. Give me Camden at home to continue building some undefeated momentum as they inch closer toward region play. Lee County at Colquitt, big game in the state. Give me Lee County to head to Moultrie and knock off the Packers. I like Lee County. Wayne County heads to Richmond Hill. Look, there's going to be a lot of urgency with the Yellow Jackets in this football game. I know it's not a region game, but 0-4 in Jessup, that typically doesn't last very long. That's not really a start that Yellow Jacket faithful tend to really care for. And it's a start that I believe the coaching staff is really going to try to motivate the kids to play not just up to their potential, but maybe a little bit over their head. They're going to go to Richmond Hill, and they're going to give the Wildcats all they want. This is going to be a closer football game than you think. But in the end, Richmond Hill, just too much talent, too much depth. Give me Richmond Hill. Valdosta at South Gwinnett. Valdosta making their first trip up to the Atlanta area this season. South Gwinnett's a pretty good football team. Give me Valdosta. That's our number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Give me Valdosta to go up to Atlanta and win. Effingham at Bradwell. Both of these teams really need this win to try to keep themselves in the playoff race in that coastal Georgia / Augusta thing that they're calling a region. Give me Effingham to go on the road and beat Bradwell. Bradwell got blasted last week at Glenn County Stadium. Effingham lost a football game where Brunswick kind of pulled away from them late. I like Effingham in this football game. Give me the Rebs. Evans at Brunswick High. Evans is a team that thinks that they might have a good enough team to win the region. You don't. You're going to realize that. You're going to go to Glenn County Stadium against the Brunswick High Pirates, and you're going to find out what a region champion, a region contender, seriously looks like. I think Brunswick High, I'm not going to say blows Evans out, maybe like a 45-21 type of game. Glenn Academy goes to Womack to play the Statesboro Blue Devils. The Blue Devils need this game. The Coach Dobson needs this game. The Statesboro alumni need this game. The fan base needs this game. They ain't gonna get it. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers go to Womack and they humble the Statesboro Blue Devils. I wouldn't be surprised if they go in there and blow them out. Glenn Academy's really good. And Statesboro, you went on the road and you lost to Greenbrier big. I hope you rebound. South Effingham at Lakeside Evans. Give me Lakeside Evans in that game. Gaston, Florida at Coffee. Give me Coffee. New Hampstead goes to the Bears Den to play the Pierce County Bears. Good luck, New Hampstead. You're going to need it. Pierce wins big. Stratford Academy goes to Frederica under the Oaks or in the Bloody Marsh, whichever you prefer. I think Stratford Academy knocks the Knights to 1-4. Johnson of Savannah at Southeast Bullock. So going to be a pretty good football game if you're a Southeast Bullock fan. Southeast Bullock makes a statement here, and they win big over Johnson of Savannah. Appling goes down to I-4 to play DeLand, and they get the W. Fitzgerald at Brooks, what a great game that's going to be. Give me Brooks County. Toombs at Charlton, that's down in the swamp in Folkston. Give me Toombs to go on the road and knock off the Charlton County Indians. Portal at Bryan County, give me the Portal Panthers to head down I-95 and get the W. Claxton at MCA, that game has already been played. Valwood at McClay, Florida. Give me Valwood to win the football game. And Bullock Academy at John Millage in Milledgeville. The Bullock Academy Gators go 5-0, and they hand another loss to the John Millage Trojans. I like the Gators to win big. And so here we go. We are just moments away, minutes away from Friday Night Lights. Let's go.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Hard to believe, but we are already halfway through the high school football season. Here are some key games from around South Georgia. Camden hosts undefeated Spruce Creek out of Florida at Chris Gilman. Wayne travels to the Hill to take on Richmond Hill. Glenn treks to Womack Field in a region tilt with Statesboro. Portal visits Bryan County. And a big one, Bullock heads to John Millage in a GISA showdown. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.